Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and proven strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can leave a question for future episodes at pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and while you're there, please check out our complete suite of online courses. These multimedia courses are designed to help you master new sexual skills and have the amazing sex you crave. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of the online courses. On today's episode, we are celebrating the new year by talking about the importance of setting erotic goals. A lot of people think that having goal-oriented sex is a bad idea, but we're here to tell you that it is really the only way to get what you want in bed.
It's such an interesting idea that I think is quite foreign to a lot of people. But if you think about it, we really do set goals in all other areas of our life. Fitness, health, money, career goals, and it's really as simple as deciding what you want to have happen in this area of your life and then having conversations and setting up your life so that you can create what it is that you most want.
I think the big mistake people make is confusing goals for agendas. A goal is setting a desired destination, having an end point in mind, so that you can work backwards and take action steps to get what you want. An agenda is like a list of to-dos. And so if you go into bed with an agenda, like a lot of people do, we're going to make out for a few minutes, then I'm going to fondle your breasts, and then I'm going to go down on you for a few minutes, and then we're going to have intercourse, and I'm going to come, and then we're done. That is a recipe for sexual boredom and ruts, and we really encourage you to shed agendas and have a much more creative approach to sexuality. But a goal is about saying, what do you want to experience in your sex life? How do you want to feel? And when you start thinking about erotic goals, then you can start thinking about what it would take to get there. And when you look at it this way, just like with fitness, you're not going to get fit by watching sports on TV. You have to set a very practical goal and then take action steps to get your desired goal met.
Well, the truth is, most people, as you were saying, do have agendas without realizing it.
So when it comes to goals of any kind in fitness, career, or in your sex life, there are broad goals and there are focused goals. So a broad goal in fitness would be, I want to start take up running and have the experience of being a little bit more healthy, where a specific goal would be, I want to lose 20 pounds by May. And some people do better with very specific goals and other people do better with broad goals. Think of it like an archery target. You can shoot for the bullseye or you can just shoot for the whole thing and your arrow will land somewhere and you will be closer to your goal than you were had you not taken the shot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think that in business and things, people really recommend having specific goals. But we are saying for sexuality and for your erotic life that broad goals make more sense.
Well, I think partly why that is because if you have a very specific goal, you set yourself up for a bit of disappointment. Because in most of your sexual goals, it takes both you and your partner to create the experience. And whenever you're bringing someone else in, then you have to take into account their needs and their desires. And so having a more broad goal about what you want to experience, you'll have a great experience somewhere within the realm of your goal, but you're not saying this very specific scripted thing has to happen or else it's a failure. We should also mention, because it's the brand spanking new year, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. And there's a difference, again, between resolutions and goals. A resolution is kind of a declaration of change, like, I am going to stop eating sugar, or I am going to get out of debt this year. And that doesn't really serve you well because it doesn't create a set of action items, where a goal is something that you know is your desired destination, and built into the concept of a goal is that there are required steps to get there. It's not just a 180 change overnight. And so when a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and you might say, I'm going to have sex with my wife twice a week this year, that doesn't really give it credit for what needs to happen to make that your reality. And so what we are really encouraging you to do is to set a goal and then think backwards from that goal of what do I need to put in place to make this happen. It's really just a way of being very proactive with your life and in charge of your life. And this is especially important in your sex life because a lot of people think that great sex just happens, that it's good chemistry and the conditions will create themselves and you'll just have a fantastic sex life. And of course, we know that doesn't happen. And so by starting to set erotic goals, you're putting the responsibility where it needs to be with yourself and your partner to create the sex life that you crave. So let's talk about some very specific erotic goals and give you some examples to start your imagination firing.
The question you want to be asking yourself is, what do you want to feel? What do you want to experience this year? So here are some examples of experiences you could be craving. Taking control, giving up control, not having to make decisions, experiencing rough sex, amping up the intensity, multiple orgasms, going into trance, being blindfolded, experiencing new sensations, having more ritual with your partner, feeling really loving during sex. So as you listen to that list of possible sexual experiences, notice what feels interesting to you, what feels appealing, or, you know, there are thousands of other options. So mine your fantasies, think about what you really feel like you're missing, what you're craving, or what you want more of.
And this is really important to think of in terms of right now in your life. We have never been more aware of this as we are right now because we are new parents to a beautiful baby girl. And so when we're thinking about our own erotic goals for this year, they look really different than they did 2 or 3 years ago when we were just in a partnership and had no responsibilities over a baby. So our own personal erotic goals are very different than they would be if we didn't have a daughter. And all of these factors influence your erotic goals. What are your current responsibilities? Are you taking care of elderly parents? Where are you at with your relationship? So if you are feeling a little bit distant from your partner and haven't had sex in a while, a good erotic goal might be, I want to spend more time exchanging affectionate touch and reconnecting with my partner. That's a lot more realistic than saying, I want to have really kinky sex and be spanked and explore anal play, right? So depending on where you're at right now, setting a goal that feels attainable and appropriate to your situation means you're much more likely to achieve that goal. And you can think of it in terms of weight loss. If you are 250 pounds, thinking, I want to lose that first 10 pounds is a much better goal than I want to fit into size 2 jeans, right? Because if you set a goal that's too far away from your reality, you're just going to get discouraged and give up and then feel disappointment, and that creates a negative feedback loop. But when you set a really specific, attainable goal that is appropriate to your current reality, and you actually make steps and create change in your life, that creates a positive feedback loop where you realize that you have the power to change your erotic reality. You can make it happen, and then you can set a new goal and one after that, and sooner or later, you're going to be having the kind of sex you want. So think about that as you're setting your goals. What is realistic and yet desirable within your current reality between you and your partner? Or just you, because it is worth mentioning that erotic goals can totally happen solo. You can choose to explore new things in your masturbation. You can choose to walk in the world in a different way, to try on new sexual archetypes, meaning try on different kinds of erotic personalities as you're going out and you're dating or you're going out with your friends. There's all sorts of sexual goals that can happen just within you and your own sexuality as an individual.
Yeah, it's really important to mention because it can be such a fabulous laboratory to really explore new facets of yourself. And for women exploring multiple orgasms solo, you can really deepen in how easy it is for you to have an orgasm and to know what you like. And then eventually you'll be able to bring it to a partnership and you'll be so much richer for it. So we absolutely encourage you to explore both solo and partnered erotic goals.
If you are setting an erotic goal that involves your partner, you may want to have a conversation with them about it. Because most of these goals you can't just slip in without a conversation. Some you can. If you want to be more flirtatious with your partner or be more seductive, you can start doing that without having a conversation with them. But if there's something you want to experience in your bed that involves their participation, the first step towards achieving that goal is having a conversation. And we always say that if you can't have a conversation about something, you probably aren't going to get it. You know, you need to be able to talk about sex with your lover before having great sex. It just kind of works that way.
Right. So after you've determined what it is you want to be feeling, what you're craving, the next step is to communicate with your partner. And that can be a fun conversation. The idea is just to really share what it is that you would most like and what you would like to do with your lover. So it's an invitation, it's a seduction.
It's also a negotiation.
Uh-huh.
Right? If you were planning a vacation and you sat down, you said, "Where do you want to go, honey?" And she said, "Paris." And you said, "Zimbabwe." You might have to renegotiate to get on the same plane together. And that's the same with your erotic goals. You want to open up a conversation about not only what you are desiring, what you are craving, but what are their erotic goals? What does your partner want in the coming year? And then you can either say, okay, we're going to explore both. We're going to both Paris and Zimbabwe on separate vacations. Or you can renegotiate somewhere in the middle and go to Morocco. So the important thing here is that you're both on board, and this may require negotiation. If you say, "I really want to explore pegging," she may say, "Let's start with prostate massage, and I'll start with my hands. That feels a lot less intimidating than wearing a strap-on dildo." And she may say, "I am not going anywhere near that region, but maybe you could wear a butt plug during sex and explore prostate sensations that way." Right? It requires some kind of maturity to have these conversations about sex and to lay out what you're wanting, what your boundaries are, and figure out where you meet in the middle.
So once you've had this conversation and you've figured out together where you want to go, what you want to explore, the next piece is then figuring out how you want to get there. So if you're interested in exploring more power play together, who wants to be in what role? Do you want to read erotica to each other at night before going to bed and pick out together which are the parts that feel sexy to you? You know, what are the kind of experiences you can put in place in your life to begin to create that experience? Are there sexy movies you want to watch that kind of give you ideas? Is there any more education you need to get to be able to bring better skills to the bedroom? Any of these sorts of action steps are important to try and create the experience that you want.
And this is where the fun really begins and where the challenge is. Because as we know, in these realms of fitness and career, it's all too easy to set a big lofty goal and then go back to how you live your life day to day and make no changes and then feel frustrated that your pants are tight and you're still in your same job and nothing has happened. But when you start taking daily action steps and when you start seeing changes happen, it creates its own momentum, its own motivation for you to keep taking steps. And you shouldn't underestimate the power of daily incremental change. So if your goal, as Charlotte said, is to explore power play, reading erotica may not seem like the experience you want, but it gives you a vocabulary to talk to your partner. It starts setting up the desire. It starts creating the circumstances that will allow that to happen down the road. So you want to give yourself credit for each action step you take towards your erotic goal and periodically check in on how you're doing. Check in with your partner about when you can start moving forward with your erotic goals together. And if you find that you've gone completely stagnant, it may be time to reevaluate your erotic goals and set a different goal that feels more doable. We're talking about erotic goals partly because it's the new year. Happy New Year's. But it's important to remember that you can set erotic goals any old time you wish. This is not an exclusive territory of the new year. You can do this anytime you want, before you go on a vacation, anytime you feel like you want to take action towards creating the sex life you crave. It's a good idea to start thinking about what erotic goals you might have together.
And I think we were talking earlier about there being partner goals and also being solo. I am a fan of there being, even in a partnership, solo goals and partnered goals together.
Sure.
Because I think then, because we've talked about this before on the podcast, that we really believe that each of us is an erotic being on our own, and then we partner. So it's again this way of taking responsibility for one's own erotic life and cultivating it. And these things don't have to be huge. What Chris was saying earlier about life being filled with incremental changes, they're showing more and more that having habits really creates your life in a way. So finding small erotic habits is perhaps a foreign idea, but one that can be quite empowering and uplifting and easy to do. So if that is reading 5 minutes of erotica on your commute, or taking extra time when you shower to really lavish your body in touch.
A question we get a lot is about sexual confidence, and one of the best ways to practice sexual confidence is to make eye contact with strangers you find sexy. If your barista is a sexy, gorgeous thing, make eye contact, smile a little bit, flirt a little bit, and when you're getting your daily coffee, you've just taken a step to build your sexual confidence.
Yeah, flirting is a huge one that you can practice out in the world. So there are a myriad of ways that you can bring eroticism into your life and your daily life. Really paying attention to what you want to be experiencing and what you're feeling, the first step is such an important part that I think a lot of us just skip over, and we never really think about that. We merely long for things that we're not experiencing, and then feel frustrated and annoyed. That is kind of the cultural dialogue, I think, about dissatisfied sex. So instead, we're inviting you to look at those longings, to really explore that and give yourself permission to really think about what you would most enjoy in bed and what you would most enjoy experiencing.
And know it is possible for you. You are worthy of experiencing an amazing sex life, and you have all of the tools you need to do it. And if you need a little bit more guidance, remember we are here for you. We'd love to hear your erotic goals. And if we can, if you have any questions about how to get there, we'd be happy to point you towards resources or information or ideas that will help you take action steps towards your erotic goal, because there's nothing we want more for you than for 2015 to be your sexiest year yet. Let's get behind that idea as a community together, and please be in touch with us. Head over to pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and let us know what's on your mind. While you're there, you can also explore all of our online courses, which are perfect ways for you to start taking action steps. We have courses on foreplay mastery, couples massage, anal play for both men and women, and even erotic spanking. And so if any of those experiences are something you want to experience more of in 2015, our online courses are a perfect way for you to start down that path. And you'll find them all at pleasuremechanics.com.
We hope you have a lovely and wonderful time exploring what it is you most want to be experiencing this year. And remember, if you need any more support in how to create that, we are here for you. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.